Kentucky.
Welcome to Patriot Point Radio. Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome again to Patriot Point Radio, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, constitutional point of view. So I'm so glad you've tuned in, because this week we're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, as I hope and trust it is near and dear to yours, and that is how the Constitution will be changing next month. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Constitution is going to be changing next month. There are two important changes that are going on. And what's just amazing to me is the mainstream media is not talking about this. They are specifically trying to avoid this, even though this should really be some of the front stories that are going on right now leading up to Election Day. We're going to be talking about these two changes to the Constitution. What do they really mean, and what can you do about it? Are these good changes or bad changes? So let's talk about them. Now, first of all, whenever the state constitution is changed, the legislature, the lawmakers, they are not allowed to change it. The only thing that the lawmakers can do, the General Assembly can put a measure on the ballot, and then the people have to vote to make that change or not to the Constitution. And it's not really how many people vote no, it's just if you can get enough people to vote yes or not. So even if you choose not to vote on it, that is the same as voting no, because it's not how many voted no or didn't vote, it's how many yeses. Will there be enough votes to pass? Well, there will be two of these measures. They'll probably be on the back side of your ballot, because they'll be front side will be filled with people you are voting for. Let's talk about both of these. First of all, let's talk about the second one, because it's a lot shorter and it's a lot easier, and then we'll talk about the first one. Amendment proposal number two to change the Kentucky Constitution has to do with the topic of abortion. And it is very straightforward in its proposal. Sometimes these things are confusing. Let me read it for you. It is only two sentences long. The first sentence explains it, and the second sentence is the change in the Constitution. This is proposal number two. Are you in favor of amending the Constitution of Kentucky by creating a section of the Constitution to be numbered Section 26A to state as follows? So that explains it. Are you in favor of the next sentence or not? Yes or no? Here's the entire thing. It's very short. To protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. Period. That's it. That's the whole thing. This amendment proposal number two to change the Kentucky Constitution would basically say abortion's illegal in Kentucky. It's a very simple yes or no vote. We want to vote yes on amendment proposal number two. And here's the thing. A lot of good, solid, pro-life Kentuckians don't even know that this is up for a vote. And because of that, a lot of them, when they see a change to the Constitution, they're immediately going to want to vote no. This is one that we would actually want to vote yes on. By putting it in the Constitution, we will never get some liberal judge saying that you can't do it, because it will specifically be in the Constitution. Now, I am going to be hosting an event where you can pick up free signs to get this yes for life, yes for amendment proposal number two. I'm going to be hosting an event this Friday, October the 7th, in Campbellsville, Kentucky. And I'm the sponsor of this event. It is for a candidate meet and greet. It's going to be for a person who is running for a statewide elected office. It's going to be the office of treasurer. The candidate will be a Mr. Andrew Cooper Ryder, and I am sponsoring an event where people all around the state can come to this event. You can pick up these free pro-life signs, Vote for Life, Amendment Number 2 signs, and have a chance to meet and to ask questions and to see where stands this candidate that is running for the statewide position of treasurer. A lot of people do not understand the importance of this position. Do you realize that right now Kentucky does its banking with Chase Bank, which will fly people out of abortion banning states and will fly them for free to states where they can get an abortion? Well, the state treasurer has a chance to decide if we're going to do business with them or not. So if we were to put Mr. Cooper Ryder or somebody who's a really solid pro-life person in this position, we could get out of the position of doing business with that bank, and let's do business with a bank that's pro-life and also a bank that's pro-Israel. A lot of these international banks that we are like dealing with are banks that will ban any Israeli companies, refuse to do business with Israel, and we need one that supports life, also supports Israel. This will be a wonderful opportunity for you to meet a pro-life, conservative, pro-Israel candidate. It is going to be held this Friday, October the 7th at 5:30 p.m. The address is 5000 Saloma Road, Campbellsville, Kentucky. Again, if you'd like to attend this free event that I'm sponsoring, and there'll be free food, there'll be these free pro-life signs, chance for you to meet a statewide candidate in person, that the information again is this will be held Friday, October the 7th at 5:30 p.m. at 5000 Saloma Road, Campbellsville, Kentucky. And this is on Eastern time. If you happen to be on the other time, then remember to keep that in mind. So this is Amendment Proposal Number 2 to change the Kentucky Constitution, which would be changing to basically say we're an abortion-free state. Now, let's spend the rest of the time talking about the other change to the Constitution. This one is probably getting even less coverage than the other one is. And this is Constitution Amendment Proposal Number 1. Now, this one is longer. It is more complicated, so I actually want to read this one to you word for word, and then we'll talk about what this actually means and if we should be in favor of it or not. This will be the word for word what will be on your ballot for Constitutional Amendment Proposal 1. Quote, "Are you in favor of amending the present Constitution of Kentucky to repeal sections 36, 42, and 55, and replace those sections with new sections of the Constitution of Kentucky to allow the General Assembly to meet in regular session for 30 legislative days in odd-numbered years, for 60 legislative days in even-numbered years, and for no more than 12 additional days during any calendar year, if convened by a joint proclamation of the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, with no session of the General Assembly to extend beyond December 31, and to provide that any act passed by the General Assembly shall become law on July 1 of the year in which it was passed, or 90 days after the passage and signature of the governor, whichever occurs later, or in cases of emergency, when approved by the governor, or when it otherwise becomes law under Section 88 of the Constitution." Well, good night, nurse. That's a big mouthful of things to say. So let's talk about what this actually means, if it is good or bad. Should we vote yes or no from a Christian conservative and constitutional point of view? Well, first of all, this is how it changes things. Under the current Constitution, in Kentucky, the legislature is allowed to meet on like years like this year, an even-numbered year. They will meet for 60 days to pass laws. And that's all the time they can pass laws. The rest of the year, they can meet in committee, but they're not allowed to pass laws. Now, in odd-numbered years, like next year, 2023, they're only allowed to meet for 30 days a year. Now, that's what it is today. This amendment would change that, where they would meet for those days, but if the Senate President and the Speaker of the House agree, they could come in for 12 additional days at any point in the year to allow them to pass laws and to do business. Now, the reason for this, the whole reason it came up, because we've lasted as a commonwealth for more than 200 years without this just fine. But here's the reason this has come up now. It's because 2 years ago, Andy Beshear decided that when the legislature was out of session, where they weren't allowed to make laws, that he was going to make himself the legislative branch. And he was just going to make up laws. And he would declare himself the judicial branch. And he'd say, well, this is the penalty for all these laws. And I'll send the police out to execute the penalty for laws that I just made up. And he made himself the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And with the legislature out of session, they had no power to do anything to stop him. And the only way that the legislature can come into a session in the middle of the year is if the governor calls them into session. And despite repeated pleas from the legislature and from the people, Andy Beshear refused to let anybody come in to have any say to stop him doing everything that he did to our state. So that's why this change to our Constitution has been thought of. They're like, we want to be able to come in for any 12 days that we want during the year to basically rein in Andy Beshear. It's crazy. So overall, I think it is a good idea. I think it could have been done a little better, but it's what we have to vote on and probably a good idea. So I'm personally going to be voting for it, though I thought it could have been handled better. This is the way that I believe it could have been handled better. It's something that I talked about last year and even the year before that. If the legislature meets for as most as 60 working days a year, instead of squishing all of those days in the first few months of the year, what if they spread that out throughout the year? And how about they meet for 5 days a month, which is just 1 week, one work week a month. 5 days a month times 12 months is 60 working days. So they're actually not coming in or spending any more time than they do normally. And this would do several things. First of all, right now, and these are all squished into the first few weeks of the year. Well, what if we spread that out throughout the year? It would give the legislators more time to look at the bills, to realize the good and the bad, and to hear from the people. Because it would also give the people more time to see, hey, this is what's coming up, to let them to hear about it, and then to contact their lawmakers to say whether they think it's a good thing or a bad thing. And it wouldn't have cost a cent extra, because it's the exact same number of days they're already meeting. This, while I think this amendment is good, it will cost extra. Do you realize every single day that a legislator comes in, their salary is $188 a day, plus they get an additional $170 a day for expenses. And that doesn't include, during a special session, all of the extra staff that'll have to be in the building, and of course they all get paid as well. So you'll be talking, it'll be $300 or $400 for just a legislator per day. And remember, we have 138 different legislators. So the idea of doing it once a week, 1 week a month, would have been a lot less expensive. It would have made sure you're never more than 3 weeks away from reining in a crazy governor. But this amendment is amendment proposal number one, would give the legislature 12 extra days. Probably a good thing. I'm going to support it. It's not the best answer, but it's a good answer. The most important one is that amendment proposal number two, which would put an end to abortion in Kentucky. And don't forget about that event this Friday, October the 7th, in Campbellsville, where I'm going to be sponsoring the statewide candidate. I hope you'll be able to come. The address, once again, will be 5000 Saloma Road in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Well, that's what we have for this week. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.